Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. Chicago's never done, never outdone, and Labor Day weekend is the perfect example. The city is buzzing with festivals, live music, sports, food, and fun. Jason Lesniewicz is the director of cultural tourism for Choose Chicago and joins us on the map. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight, Dave?
I am great. You know, it's the last long weekend of summer, and Chicago always offers something for everyone, whether it's food, outdoors, history. We've got it all. Let's talk first about like the festivals and the music happening this weekend.
Yeah, one of the best music festivals in the country is happening right now. Continues Saturday and Sunday, and that's the Chicago Jazz Festival. Free in Millennium Park, great headliners in Jay Pritzker Pavilion, an amazing setting, picnicking in the lawn, and it's just one of the best settings for music. And so always love to lead with the Jazz Festival. It's a Labor Day tradition here.
It absolutely is. And, of course, there's the North Coast Music Festival as well.
Yeah, they moved out to SeatGeek Stadium. They used to be in Union Park, but a great festival that really combines, you know, a lot of great dance music, hip-hop, rock stars. It's a great collection of genres in that festival. And then right in Union Park is the ARC Music Festival, which is great electronic and, of course, house music, something Chicago's really known for. Great house music festival there in Union Park this weekend as well.
And then there's other big cultural festivals, too. Let's start off with Taste of Polonia.
Yeah, great Polish festival there in Jefferson Park. You're going to get the classic Polish eats, drinks, and other sorts of food with the great family festival. It's a great place for families, music performances, and so you can't go wrong there. In Gallagher Way is Wing Out Chicago, a great feast for those wing lovers out there. Definitely would call that out. That's tomorrow and Sunday. And then one of my favorite neighborhood festivals is down in Washington Park, the African Festival of the Arts. It's really an immersive event with music and performances and authentic food and various crafts there in Washington Park.
Very, very cool. And there's also a ton of outdoor activities, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Bike the Drive is happening.
Yeah, this Sunday, one of the most iconic drives in the country, of course, Lakeshore Drive. It's really great when they close it down and you get to ride along Lakeshore Drive there. So this Sunday is Bike the Drive, and one of the great events for the weekend.
Now, I was going to say, just beside outdoors, I mean, there's just basic things you can do. We were talking to some friends about the architectural boat tour, going on the Riverwalk, experiencing some of the restaurants and so forth. But that, you know, boat cruises, kayaks, I mean, this is the time you want to do that and squeeze this in.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of that end to summer. And, you know, one of my new favorite experiences is the neon paddle. It's kind of, you know, at dusk out there on paddle boards, and they're lit up. It's absolutely beautiful. But all the boat cruises will be going, the dinner cruises at Navy Pier. And for our listeners, it's the last weekend of Navy Pier fireworks on Saturday, as they will stop that for Labor Day weekend. So come out to the pier on Saturday, and there's great options there. You know, offshore rooftop, the Centennial Wheel, the various boat cruises that leave from there as well.
I got to remind some of these people that summer doesn't end until September 22nd. This stuff's got to stretch itself out just a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, I will say we have a great fall lineup of events all throughout September. You're right. It's one of my favorite weather months.
Oh, for sure.
You know, mid-70s and sunny. It's a great time to come out. The beaches are officially closing this weekend, so for our beach lovers, come on out. Last weekend that those will be officially open.
And there's also, it's Labor Day weekend, so you talked about history. There's things to do. The Pullman National Historical Park, I mean, that's where the labor movement began, really, right here in Chicago.
Yeah, it is a national park. It's great to go down there. You can visit the Pullman Porter Museum, the first African-American labor union in the country. And it is really tied to, you know, some of those first railroad strikes that were happening in the late 1890s. But beautiful neighborhood to walk around. It's it is a national park, and they have a wonderful visitor center that's in the old clock tower of the factory.
Yeah, right, exactly. And there's sports, of course. You can catch the Cubs at Wrigley, the White Sox on the south side. I mean, nothing says Labor Day like baseball, a beer, and a hot dog in Chicago, right?
Yeah, the Cubs are back on Monday. So on Labor Day, they are playing. They're in the West Coast right now. And the Sox are currently in a three-game homestand versus the Yankees. So they'll be playing Saturday and Sunday. You know, great opportunity to come out and experience our iconic ball field.
No question. Food and drink, endless rooftop dining that you really want to push into the fall, of course. Garden patios. You can also explore Chicago's famous craft beer scene. I mean, it's big, from Malt Row to the Brewing District, right?
You know, I love Malt Row. I actually live close by. And, you know, it's a great district that has Beguile and Dovetail and Spiteful and Half Acre. Great places to visit up there in the Ravenswood neighborhood. But as you know, Chicago's a world-class dining destination. And so, yeah, you know, those patios will be closing soon, some of those rooftops as well. I love the iconic rooftops at, like, London House.
Yeah.
West Indies, there at the Chicago Athletic Association. But, yeah, this is the time to get out, a long three-day weekend, and really explore Chicago, everything it has to offer.
ChooseChicago.com. Jason, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave.